Thanks again for joining me here from the website at PreachingTheGospelThatSaves.com. And thanks again for subscribing to my bookstore blog, Books Not Found in Your So-Called Christian Bookstore. We are going through the book called So Many Versions by Saki Kubo and Walter F. Specht. So starting with page 70 again, and we're heading into page 71. Its features of the Phillips New Translation, and then the New Translation in brackets, and all that good stuff. There are some excellent features in this translation. The paragraph form with section headings is excellent for reading and understanding. Though for those who want to check any specific verse, it presents a difficulty since only the first verse of each section is numbered. In the new edition, no verse numbers appear at all, making it even more difficult to check. The best feature, of course, is the translation itself. And if you have not heard part three or June's third blog, that would be last week's, that will tell you how great this translation is. This translation basically will have you have no final authority. And that's what most of these new translations do. Okay, what did it tell you? What did I just mention? It's all about its features, right? It's excellent features. Who cares about the words on the page? Who cares about your final authority? They don't. As long as you got the cool bells and whistles, right, of what most of these study Bibles offer. Hey, I used to get all the study Bibles because I wanted to read the notes and I wanted to see all the bells and whistles. I didn't care about God's words being perfect. Did you? Do you today? Do you care about God's perfect words or not? Or do you dabble around in all these different translations? Because if you do, you have no final authority. None at all. Just like the scholarship that put this book together. No final authority. More next month, which would be next week. And please tell somebody else about this bookstore blog. Tell someone else about my YouTube channels and subscribe. Thanks again.